Somewhat sheepishly, Ambassador Indyk replied, "Sure, I've never been asked for my autograph before." As Ambassador Indyk took the hat and prepared to sign his name on the bill, the teenager said to him, "Wow, what's it like to be the ambassador from McDonald's, going around the world opening McDonald's restaurants everywhere?" Somewhat stunned, Ambassador Indyk looked at the Israeli youth and said, "No, I'm the American ambassador, not the ambassador from McDonald's." The Israeli youth looked totally crestfallen. Ambassador Indyk described what happened next. "I said to him, 'Does this mean you don't want my autograph?' And the kid said, 'No, I don't want your autograph.' And he took his hat back and walked away." No wonder that the love-hate relationship that has long existed between America and the rest of the world seems to be taking on an even sharper edge these days. For some people, Americanization, globalization feels more than ever like a highly attractive, empowering, incredibly tempting pathway to rising living standards. For many others, though, this Americanization, globalization can breed a deep sense of envy and resentment toward the United States. Envy because America seems so much better at riding this tiger, and resentment because Americanization, globalization so often feels like the United States whipping everyone else to speed up, web up, downsize, standardize, and march to America's cultural tunes into the fast world. As the historian Ronald Steele once pointed out, it was never the Soviet Union, but the United States itself, that is the true revolutionary power. We believe that our institutions must confine all others to the ash heap of history. We lead an economic system that has effectively buried every other form of production and distribution, leaving great wealth and sometimes great ruin in its wake. The cultural messages we transmit through Hollywood and McDonald's go out across the world to capture and also undermine other societies. Unlike more traditional conquerors, we are not content merely to subdue others. We insist that they be like us, and of course for their own good. We are the world's most relentless proselytizers. The world must be democratic. It must be capitalistic. It must be tied into the subversive messages of the World Wide Web. No wonder many feel threatened by what we represent. Indeed they are. The classic American self-portrait is Grant Wood's American Gothic. The straight-laced couple, pitchfork in hand, expressions controlled, stoically standing watch outside their barn. But to the rest of the world, American Gothic is actually 2 20-something American software engineers who come into your country wearing long hair, beads, and sandals, with rings in their noses and paint on their toes. They kick down your front door, overturn everything in the house, stick a Big Mac in your mouth, fill your kids' heads with ideas you've never had or can't understand, slam a cable box onto your television, lock the channel to MTV, plug in an internet connection into your computer, and tell you, download or die. Oh yes, that's us. We Americans are the apostles of the fast world, the enemies of tradition, the prophets of the free market, and the high priests of high tech. We want enlargement of both our values and our Pizza Huts. We want the world to follow our lead and become democratic, capitalistic, with a website in every pot, a Pepsi on every lip, Microsoft Windows in every computer, and most of all, with everyone, everywhere, pumping their own gas.